Jonathan today to see.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African Athletics. Kenya's Nancy Kiprop made history at Sunday's Vienna City Marathon in Austria. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Nancy after her big victory. Here's Andy.
We've been privileged at the Vienna City Marathon today to see some tremendous running from Nancy Kiprop of Kenya. Vienna knows all about Nancy, and today she completed an historic achievement, well, two in fact. Firstly, she became the first woman to win three Vienna titles, but she smashed the course record and her personal best to run 2 hours, 22 minutes and 12 seconds, taking, well, a minute and a half off the old course record. Nancy, you looked in tremendous shape in the first half. You looked as if you'd break 2:20 for the marathon. Did you really feel so good on the start line?
Yeah, I felt so good. I had planned for it. I had planned to cross the first half with 70, and it really went a bit faster, because I knew that the last course will be a bit tougher. So I wanted to run faster this one, and then I compensated that towards the end.
You were using the experience you've had from two previous wins in Vienna. You knew what the course was like and what the weather conditions could be?
Yeah, it was of advantage to me, because I knew the course very well, and I knew that towards the 30 kilometer to around 35 kilometers was really a tough course. So this is where I really struggled. There was a little bit of wind, but I really managed, because I knew the course and the people were there cheering for me. Others having posters written my name. I was so excited.
You looked so strong when you were running at 2:19 pace. Do you think that one day you could run a whole marathon at 2:19? It looks as if you've got that ability.
Yeah, I'm confident that with more trial, I will make it to even 2:20 pace, to 2:19 pace.
Everybody in Vienna and in the running world knows about your school at home in Cesarek near Eten. Of course, the prize money and the bonus for the course record would be very helpful. Do you have plans to further develop the school back home?
Sure, I have many plans. I have many projects ahead of me. Many buildings to be constructed, many people to be employed, many teachers to be employed, and really it's a fantastic day for me.
How do you go about recovery? When you go back home to Kenya, do you take it easy for a couple of weeks?
Sure, I will have around 6 weeks of relaxing and recovery before resuming back to my normal training.
Well, you've already won three Vienna City Marathon titles. I have a hunch you might like to come back and make it for you. You seem to have a special rapport for this city, a special love for it, and they have for you.
I will be happy to come back to Vienna. I can see that I'm attached to Vienna. I'm being loved by Vienna people, and they really love my project. I have fans in Vienna, and Vienna is like home for me.
Nancy Kiprop, many congratulations at the Vienna City Marathon. Thank you, Nancy.
Welcome.
And thanks to the energetic Andy Edwards for that interview with Kenyan athlete Nancy Kiprop, three-time winner of the Vienna City Marathon women's title. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Nancy Kiprop led a Kenyan clean sweep of the podium in Vienna, with all three women setting personal bests in the marathon. Angela Tanui was runner-up in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 37 seconds, and Maureen Chepkemoi was third in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 16 seconds. In the men's race in Vienna, another Kenyan, Vincent Kipchumba, won with a personal best time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 56 seconds, improving his lifetime best by almost 4 minutes. Meanwhile, Kenyan athletes also celebrated marathon victory Sunday in Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and South Korea. Running in rainy but cool conditions, the Kenyans Titus Ikiru and Vivian Kiplagat won the men's and women's titles at the Milan Marathon in Italy. Titus took the overall title with a time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 46 seconds, a personal best. And Vivian set a course record in the women's race in Milan with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 25 seconds. Kenyan athletes also swept the men's and women's titles at the Hanover Marathon in Germany. Silas Mwetich won the men's race in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds, taking more than 7 minutes off his previous personal best. And Rachel Mutka won the women's race in Hanover, clocking a course record time of 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 15 seconds. In the Netherlands, Kenya's Marius Kipsarum won his second Rotterdam Marathon title with a course record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 11 seconds. Marius also won in Rotterdam in 2016. Achete Bekere of Ethiopia won the women's race in Rotterdam with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 55 seconds. Kenya enjoyed another sweep of the men's and women's titles at the Daegu Marathon in South Korea. Felix Kipchirchir smashed the course record in Daegu, crossing the line in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 33 seconds. And Pamela Rotich won the women's race in Daegu with a time of 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 10 seconds. Elsewhere, Ethiopian athletes swept the men's and women's titles at the Rome Marathon in Italy on Sunday. Tabalu Zawude won the men's race in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 37 seconds. And Magertu Alemu set a course record in the women's race in Rome, where she clocked 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 52 seconds. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now with more news from the world of African athletics is Samson Omale. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. On a rather sad note, the African Ironman Championship event held in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, was hit with a double tragedy on Sunday as two competitors died in hospital after taking part in the swimming leg of the event. Both suffered heart-related problems during the swim leg and were rushed to local hospitals where they died. Police spokesperson Colonel Priscilla Naidu confirmed that both incidents happened about 10 minutes apart and that both were declared dead when they reached the hospital. The sad incident didn't deter supporters from cheering on as the American Ben Hoffman romped home, crossing the finishing line in 7 hours, 34 minutes, and 20 seconds.
This is the race that I'm going to have to do, and I'm just going to do it the best I can, just like I originally planned. So it didn't really change my strategy too much. I just wanted to swim near the front with a main group, and then ride the bike super hard and run really fast.
In athletics news, long-distance runner Joshua Cheptegei has won the Sports Personality of the Year 2018 award at the annual Uganda Sports Press Association Award held in Kampala. This is in recognition of the athlete's hard work during the year that saw him scoop double gold medals at the 2018 Commonwealth Games held in Gold Coast, Australia.
For us in athletics, we say the end of the race, when you cross the finish line, is the beginning of a new race.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Prince Nesta joins us once again with his look at some of the weekend highlights in European club football. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Phil Jagielka scored the only goal as Everton beat Arsenal at Goodison Park for their third consecutive Premier League win. The Toffees' win ensured the Gunners missed the chance to climb above North London rivals Tottenham and are currently on 63 points, one behind Spurs, level with fifth-place Chelsea, and two clear of Manchester United in an increasingly tight battle for the Champions League berths. Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah struck home his 50th English Premier League goal as Liverpool came from a goal behind to beat Southampton 3-1 and regain his position at the top. The 26-year-old solo effort was his first goal in 9 games, with the last season's top scorer celebrating the breaking of his goal drought by taking off his shirt in front of the delirious away supporters. Guinean international midfielder Naby Keita also scored his first Liverpool goal, heading in a wonderful cross from Trent Alexander-Arnold, as substitute Jordan Henderson capped off an important night with the third goal in the closing stages. The invaluable 3 points takes the Merseyside outfit to 2 points clear of title rivals Manchester City, though Liverpool have played a game more. Watford produced one of the greatest FA Cup comebacks to beat Wolves 3-2 and storm into the first final since 1984. Watford will now take on Manchester City after the Citizens secured a 1-0 semi-final victory over Brighton.
Prince, let's stay in England. A London derby later Monday evening at Stamford Bridge, where the Blues of Chelsea are at home against the Hammers of West Ham. How about some analysis and a prediction, Prince?
Sure, Sonny. This match is going to be a must-win for the Blues, who will be desperately seeking for a top-four finish with 6 games left to play. West Ham will also be looking to improve their away form, having gone 6 games on the road without a win. Marco Alonso and Pedro are both injury downs for this particular match, but Gonzalo Higuain, Willian and Ross Barkley may return after being rested last Wednesday. West Ham will also be boosted by the return of Felipe Anderson, who's going to be making his first appearance for West Ham since mid-match following an ankle problem. Sonny, I'm sure Chelsea fans are going to enjoy this particular Nesta nugget. The Blues have never been defeated at home in the Premier League on a Monday since December 1994, and they've since won 11 and drawn 3 since then. My prediction will be Chelsea 2, West Ham 1, but anything can happen in this particular fixture.
Prince, I always get a smile on my face when you mine those Nesta nuggets. And based on that Monday track record over the past 25 years, Prince, history certainly favors the Blues of Chelsea. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is looking at some of the highlights from the weekend in European club football. Prince, let's go to France now. It looks like PSG's title party has been delayed for at least another week.
That's right, Sonny. Paris Saint-Germain were made to wait to clinch the French league title after they were held to a 2-2 draw by Strasbourg in a game that included an astonishing miss by Cameroonian striker Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting. The 30-year-old forward turned from a hero to a villain after scoring the opener and accidentally preventing a chip over the Strasbourg goalkeeper from French midfielder of DR Congolese descent Christophe Nkunku by gently nudging the ball onto the post before it was cleared. PSG now has a 20-point lead over Lille and will be crowned next week if it beats its northern rival away. Talking about Lille, they earned a 1-1 draw at Reims and remain second on the table with 61 points from 31 matches. Olympique Lyon conceded 2 own goals in an embarrassing 3-1 home defeat against Lowly Dijon, as their hopes of finishing second were dealt a big blow. The result left Lyon in third place on 56 points from 31 games.
From France, Prince, how about if we go to Spain? It seems like every week you talk about Lionel PlayStation Messi. I understand the Barcelona superstar has set another new La Liga landmark, Prince.
Right on point, Sonny. Late goals from Luis Suarez and Messi saw Barcelona beat 10-man Atletico Madrid 2-0 as they opened up an 11-point lead at the top of La Liga, edging one step closer to an 8th league title in 11 years. Diego Costa saw red in the first half for something he said to referee Gil Manzano, but Atletico managed to frustrate back at Camp Nou until the 85th minute. In clearing the path to what would be Barcelona's 26th league title, Messi reached a new personal milestone with the competition record 335th victory, overtaking Iker Casillas on 334 wins. French striker of Algerian descent Karim Benzema also struck late to score his 26th goal in all competition this season, as Real Madrid secured a 2-1 victory against Eibar. The Los Blancos remain third in La Liga with 60 points, 13 behind leaders Barcelona. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African women's football, Ethiopia beat Uganda 4-2 on aggregate to advance to the second round of Africa's qualifying competition for next year's Olympics in Japan. The Ethiopian women edged Uganda's Crested Cranes 3-2 in the first leg last week in Addis Ababa, and in the return leg over the weekend in Kampala, Ethiopia's Lucy scored a narrow 1-0 victory. Magumi Davis Rakawinj filed this post-match report from Kampala.
The Uganda Crested Cranes went to Saturday's game needing just one goal to qualify the next round, having lost by 2-3 goals away in Addis Ababa. Indeed, the Crested Cranes of the Uganda women's national team is known, started with attacking football. They almost scored the much-needed goal when the Kazakhstan-based player Fazila Ikwaputi's shot hit the post in the first half. But the Ethiopian defended well for the first half to end goalless. The second half started with Uganda resuming attacking football, while the opponents relied on counter-attacks. With 22 minutes to the end of the game, Ethiopia scored a lone goal to silence the Ugandan fans. Speaking through an interpreter, Lucy coach Selam Zelai said she was glad her team managed to stay through to the next round with 4-2 goals on aggregate.
The game is very tough, but I'm kabad biyon, kaza sin mata, ashenifana mitatinda monu mata, ya ujohatan ashenifana.
When we see both games, the first leg and the second leg was much harder. I know the next game is much harder because Cameroon is best team in Africa, and also my team is also good team.
Zelala Mkenifa, an Ethiopian businessman who lives in Kampala, was among dozens of Ethiopian fans that came cheer up his country's women's national team.
I'm very happy that we have won home and away. Actually, we respect the Ugandan team also. They are very tough, but unfortunately, they have failed to get even a single win from our team. It's always to go one step ahead. You feel proud and you will be prepared. It will give you good motivation also.
Despite the loss, Uganda Crested Cranes coach Falida Bulega said her team gained some experience.
We failed to concentrate on the final third. We got the opportunity to score, but things didn't go our way, so Ethiopia used their chance. But what I can say, the opponents have been good, and Uganda is a promising team. I think in the future we shall make it.
Coach Bulega hopes the game motivated some young players that watched Saturday's game.
My name is Ovnanono Aida. I'm a bowler. I love football, but I've learned many skills. I've learned how to play in the pitch. I've learned that when I'm in football, I should throw when I'm laughing. You get? I should put all my heart that I have to pray right now. I'm a girl and I believe in myself that I can be one of that team. I'll be the one playing in front of you.
My name is Athire Patricia. I'm 15 years old, senior one. I have learned how to pass. I have have learned how to use my energy when I'm playing football.
Zambilunji Valley. For me, what I've learned there, I've learned the skills, how to pass the football, how to kick the ball. Because even me, one time, one day, I'll be there when I'm playing, I'm passing, I'm kicking the ball in the goal.
The Crested Cranes' next engagement will be the Sekafa tournament later this year. For the Sony Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A South African woman is helping to promote a sport not often talked about in Africa or on this show. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten has more details for us. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings. I like this story, Sonny. South African women's champion Joy Willenberg is shaking up Cape Town and helping to popularize the sport of pool. Last year, she took home the crown at the Blackball International World Championship in the UK and claimed the top spot as the number one player in the world. Willenberg says she's happy to see a growing interest for the sport she loves.
It's actually amazing to see how big the sport is in the different African countries, because you don't realize in the passion for the sport. I mean, they clap after every shot that you popped. It was very nice to see. And they also become, I mean, even you become sort of, they actually look up to the South African players. They treat you like you a superstar.
Well, she certainly earned that superstar status and made an impact on fellow competitors, like South African pool player Paul Bennett.
Oh, she's a fantastic player. As a female, she's tough to compete against. We don't always hope to get up against her, because she's a very strong player. And so she's really doing well at the moment.
Willenberg started playing pool with her brother in 2007, and now at age 31, she represents South Africa in both local and international competitions. And when it's time for her to put on her game face, pool hall owner Sheridan Canterbury says the entire community rallies around her.
We started like a pool family. We supported each other when they go away, when they needed funds to go away. We have karaoke here, we have raffles here, and we're all very close. So whenever Joy maybe go away, and we'll have a fundraiser for her.
The championship level features the most common form of pool, the U.S. 8-ball. Two players each attempt to pocket their designated ball. The first one to sink all their balls, and finally the 8-ball, wins. It takes an enormous amount of time, preparation, skill, and focus to become a world champion pool shark. And according to Joy Willenberg, passion for the sport is a key to success.
I realized that that moment when you play against someone, or you play just that friendly match and you just actually enjoy the game, that's what that keeps you there. It's that passion that you have for the game that you can't explain. People will try and get you away from the table, but it's like a happy place.
And like many players, Willenberg has to balance her happy place with a day job and the challenge of obtaining sponsorship in a sport that's still relatively overlooked in South Africa. But with tournaments like the All-Africa Pool Championship popping up across the continent, players hope their beloved sport will gain more recognition. The game of pool is most popular in Canada and the United States, and Joy Willenberg is set to compete in the U.S. at the World Championship taking place later this year. And that's all from me for now. Sunny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. I enjoyed that report. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Baylor Bears, who dethroned the defending national champion Fighting Irish of Notre Dame 82-81 to win the Division I women's college basketball title on Sunday in Tampa, Florida. The Bears capped a near-perfect season, only one loss in 38 games, with the school's third national title in women's basketball. The Division I men's college basketball title will be decided later Monday night in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Cavaliers of Virginia will play the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. And that wraps up the April 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, how has the foreign policy of the United States shaped its relationship with African countries? Former U.S. ambassadors reflect on the opportunities and challenges that Africa poses for the U.S. On the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
Do you think eating food or drinking beverages with a lot of sugar or other simple carbohydrates will provide you with a quick burst of energy, some call a sugar rush? A number of people around the world have long linked sugar with delivering an instant surge of hyperactivity. But according to a new study published in Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews, this is just a myth. The study suggests sugar doesn't cause the so-called sugar rush, and it virtually has no effect on your mood, regardless of how much sugar you ingest. The British and German study authors say they have actually found the opposite to be true, that sugar increases tiredness and decreases alertness within an hour after it is consumed. The researchers made their findings after analyzing data gathered from 31 previously conducted studies. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs. such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA. We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscast covering Africa News. Tune in on the top of each hour 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.